Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, February 17th at 9 o'clock a.m. I will begin with an invocation that I will offer today, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful this day for the chance we have to meet and to conduct the business of the RDA and the county. We pray for thy Spirit to be with us to give us wisdom and direction and help us to make good decisions. We're grateful for the moisture that we've received and for that which is in the forecast, and pray that we might be able to have sufficient for our needs. We're grateful for thy mindfulness of us and pray for our residents and visitors, that they can have health and safety, and that we may be blessed with all the things that we stand in need of. These blessings and favors we ask and give thanks for in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And please rise and join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, in the courthouse today from the county, we have Commissioner AC and myself. Commissioner Lytle is en route. Peggy White and Jordan Hewitt from Tourism and Economic Development, Nicole White from the Clerk's Office, and from the public.
Sherry Hanser.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being with us today. And virtually, it doesn't look like we have anybody online with us yet, virtually. All right, moving forward, I'd entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
We'll make that motion.
I'll second the motion to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let's move on to review minutes from our meeting last Tuesday, February 10th, 2026.
Motion to approve the minutes for February 10th RDA and Commission meeting.
I'll second the motion. We have a motion and a second to approve the meeting minutes from Tuesday, February 10th, 2026, for the Daggett County Commission and Redevelopment Agency meeting as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, issue updates for discussion. Any discussion relating to the Redevelopment Agency? Or the Municipal Building Authority? Affordable workforce housing. Looks like they're still making good progress. Every time I drive by, there's something new done over there on the self-help homes. The EMS, EMT, Sheriff's Office updates. If he comes back in, we'll circle back around. Discussion on the airports. Clinic updates. Do you have anything for us today, Randy?
Yeah, they're still moving forward. The doors are supposed to be here in the next 2 weeks, and the 3rd of February, I think, is they're going to start sheetrocking.
The 3rd of February?
No. Who said that?
I don't know.
3rd of March. I'm a little behind.
And then you heard that we worked out the sewer connections.
No.
And water.
Hello, Jack.
Yes.
It wasn't $131,000?
No. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wrestled and dazzled.
Thanks for your support. We appreciate the town and that partnership. Good. Looks like Brett just joined us. Brett, do you have anything from the fire and EMS district today? Other than what's on the agenda? How about airports?
With you and Randy, you need to get into Black Cat and approve the Zestron payment preservation project in airport.
So I logged into that last week, and there was nothing to approve.
What we need to do is log into it, and you need to call like and walk it through, and I think you need to approve it.
Okay.
Or it might be set up where...
Yeah, it showed that as an active project, but
yeah, but there was a spot in there where I cut in there and I got to the point and I couldn't find it.
Okay. Well.
But it is kind of hidden down in the rabbit hole.
Do you have a login to Black Cat as well, Randy?
Yeah.
We'll check into that, Brett, and see what we need to do.
Definitely,
you
have to walk through where you need to go and get in
there. Okay. All right. Discussion on roads.
They're slick.
To make this committal to the U.S. Army Corps regarding the stuff that you guys helped us prepare. Haley Valley. Mayor's there. We can talk to her briefly about the sewer lagoon.
Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
Mayor.
Yes.
You guys have the old abandoned sewer lagoons there over on the south side of the highway.
The old one.
Yes.
That Broadbent was going to give us the property on, and
no, the abandoned ones,
the ones who were there before.
By Rubles.
Okay, yes.
You don't know.
Show me how.
We're thinking about whether or not we could use those as a wetland mitigation site.
We might be able to work a deal.
And the one thing I want to make sure is that there's no stipulations on ownership of that property.
I don't know that. I'd have to do some research on that.
Okay, I was going to get our right away. I'd do a little bit of research there.
Yeah, if you could do that. My files are still in a fair state of disarray.
But then I also need to look and evaluate the water that we get over there.
Do you know how long ago those were abandoned?
When they built the new ones, I think. It's been a while.
Yeah, quite a while.
Okay. I'll look and see. If
we'll look at that site, which would probably satisfy our needs, and then we'll also look at a buying some property site.
For mitigation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do have an individual that was going to get back to me on some property the other day, so I'll follow up with her.
Okay. All right.
No.
I think you're counseling me on that, please.
Yes, I do apologize for not being there today. I just got a late start and didn't want to, with the storm and all that, I didn't want to be pushing the animal to get over there and didn't want to be almost there and not be able to go to me.
Well, it was slippery across the top, so it slowed me down.
I'm really afraid of Jack.
All right, any discussion on code enforcement issues? The sheriff, welcome. Do you have anything for us today? Okay. Fair enough. All right, thank you. Anything on legislation today?
Nothing. Great excitement. You saw a text, and I don't know why he didn't send it to Randy or not, but on Thursday at 1:45, Congressman Kennedy's made himself available. He'll be at the Capitol in Salt Lake. If anybody wants to be there, or can be there.
Thursday at 1:30?
1:45 is what I think I saw in the text. Do you have it in your text? From yesterday, I confirmed that I would be down there.
Yeah, 1:45 to 2:15.
Or if nobody can come and you want to be, I can use my phone to on speaker with him. If there's anything in particular we want to talk to him about, but I. Among us, we should talk and see what if there's anything out in front that we want to talk about.
Okay. I'll check my schedule and see if I can work being there.
And Randy, the same invite goes to you.
All right. Anything on tourism today?
Just need people to sign up for Freeze the Gold. It's not as crazy as I hoped it would be, but we're still getting
it. It's because you're absolutely ridiculous.
People do it all the time. The one in their life is huge.
Yeah. Do you ever have mental evaluations done?
No, that's not a requirement.
As a matter of fact, it probably is avoided.
Keep my house at 77, no matter what. Jump in. I didn't jump into it in the middle of the summer.
It's too cold for me.
All right. Are there any citizens that would like to make public comment today? It's helpful for the microphone, if you would, and if you'd, for the record, state your name.
I'm Sherry Hensley, and I'd like to, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to talk with you guys about our shooting range that we have. It's a beautiful facility. It's gorgeous. We've had people come from all over, pretty much all over the state. They've said that it's probably one of the best that the state has. And being it's brand new, we get people as far as Evanston, 3 hours away down in the valley, Vernal, Fox Springs, Lyman, all over. And nobody has anything bad to say about it. It's an awesome place. I don't know how many of you have been out there, but you all need to take a drive out there and check it out. There is
Let's stop there.
There is only one, and it's a major problem that I think is an oversight that needs to be addressed, and that are the restrooms. We have two sides, and they're beautiful. They're brand new, just like the rest of the range is. However, on the 11th of February, we had a trap shoot, and because somebody went in and vandalized one side, it had to be locked. So we had one side that was open, and the other side had not been cleaned. They had not been cleaned at all. And we kind of feel that this is the responsibility of the county. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, trust me, that went into the creation of this beautiful facility we have. And yet, you know, it was an atrocity. It really was. I went in to use it, and it was horrible. It was horrible. And I hate to have that be a check mark against, you know, our beautiful facility that we've had. And I've heard folks say that this is one of the best in the entire state. And from the person that I heard it from, they should know they've been around the state a lot at shooting ranges. So if there's anything possible at all that we could have the county do to clean and dump them and maintain them on a regular basis so we don't have to be humiliated and embarrassed when we have, you know, folks come and participate and our restrooms are just disgusting. Thank you.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention. Appreciate all the effort and work that you and others have done for that facility.
All the work on that range has been done by volunteers. Mm-hmm. Every single bit of it. And there's a lot of work that's been done to it. Let me tell you.
There's still a lot more that's going to be done.
There is. We have some more, you know, bringing in some more gravel, you know, different things like that.
There's a thing on the agenda speaking about more that's going to be done.
Yes. But right now, we have great trap shoots. And thanks to Sweet and Bubbly, they can come on out and help us as well. We have a lot of partners that go into this and a lot of hard work that's involved in it as well. Jordan can attest to that.
Yes.
But we hate to have all of this marred by something. It's not trivial, but it's such a thing that it could be fixed very easily.
I think you're right about it, just an oversight that's the right word.
But somebody went in and decided to vandalize, is the most discreet way I can put the one side, which is why it had to have been locked during the trap shoot. And that's when you only have two places that you can go in and potty. That's a big deal when you have a bunch of folks that are out there, you know, and they're drinking coffee and hot chocolate and having a good time, and there's no place other than that, other than standing in line. And that other side was not clean, but at least it was usable. Let's put it that way. But we do need to have somebody on a regular basis go in and clean it out initially. I mean, those things are brand new. And right now, they're worse than the ones down at Sheep Creek, if that's any indication of how bad they are. So,
thank you. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
All right, any other citizens that would like to make public comment today?
I just want to make sure that everyone's kind of keeping an eye on that. I know that it's probably not you guys, but the 7 state agreement with the Colorado River. just, I've seen a lot of articles over here, so I don't think we should all. I don't know if there's anything we can do to make public input, but.
We are involved, Jack especially.
Okay.
And where?
Perfect. Just want to make sure, because that could be changing
guys' decision. On the top of our head.
Good.
Yeah. Everybody I talk to, I remind them that they need to follow that, as they won't be fishing in the gorge.
Yeah.
Right now, just as a heads up, yes, the governors have to figure out how to get along, and right now they're not. Or at least the water commissioners from each state. There's the likelihood of going to court is high. The biggest thing that will likely happen this summer is that they'll do another DROA, the drought operations release of another 500,000 acres feet of water. We know what that did last time. And we're starting with the deficit anyway. Although the lake is up where it usually is this time of year. But in terms of anything coming in to support it while it goes back out, it's going to be a different scenario than we had last time. The curtailment is the scarier part. If they're looking at curtailments, then that means they'll start taking water out of the ditches for the ranchers and farmers, and we would be directly affected by that in a few areas. So it's spooky. And we've had conversations. It'll be a conversation with Representative Kennedy. Had conversations with Utah's version of the Colorado River Authority on Friday, and we're trying to do our best to play a game. Conversations don't mean much, and we're pretty low on the totem pole when it comes to even its effect. But we can look at Page and Lake Powell, and they want to operate Flaming Gorge similar to how they've operated Lake Powell in terms of trying to keep water in Lake Mead. And luckily, those conversations have been productive. Utah, as well as other upper basin states, don't want to see Flaming Gorge or Navajo or Blue Mesa operated like Powell has been, and we can see what it's done to Powell. Okay. And it's not wise water use anyway at the top of the ditch.
Isn't Powell almost a dead pool?
No.
Well, I heard that they had about relatively, 27 foot.
It's a relative statement. And it's a 500-foot dam, and you're down to 27 feet of slack. Yeah, they're nervous. That's why we're having this conversation.
How much, when they took it out a few years ago and devastated this lake, it took us almost 2 years at least to try and bounce back.
No, that's not true. It bounced back after the next winter, when we had that winter of 23 that filled it right back up. But we can't count on that happening again. What it does for us down at Lake Powell, or what it does for Lake Powell, and that's why we fought it so hard then and will continue to, it probably added an inch.
Yeah.
But they were down to inches at the time also of whether those turbines could run or not. So we put, if they need it, they need it. It's part of the system. It's not our water. Is a cold fact.
70-30 before?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, the upper had 70% and the lower at 30, but because of the population, i.e. California, right, who does not reserve any of their water at all, they just let it run out, they're not doing desalinization, would it not behoove the rest of the upper states that utilize this for agriculture, for recreation, etc., would it not be kind of on them first to try and make an effort instead of staying green and not desalinization, holding the water into the canals?
You make good points. All of them
I mean, just the few up here are going to end up being punished for the magnitude of folks down there. And how long does it last?
Those are the concerns, for sure.
That's why lawsuits are probably in the process.
Jack, can you work on when they're talking about taking that water?
I haven't heard that yet, but as soon as I do, I'll know. I'll let people know. I don't know how, over what period of time they'll take it, nor what flows. Taking it during the middle of the summer, I don't know if it'll be a spring or a fall thing, and it depends on what comes down. Because, right, because if they run it at full, the 8 or 9,000 second feet, that's a different river, and all the dangers that come with it. But if they take it, I'm sure they're going to have to run the hydrojet to keep it up at that amount whenever they do it. It's better if they, from a water standpoint, it's better if they take it fast and all at once. But from the rip, partly because of how much water they lose from, if they do it in the heat of the summer, what they lose that you lose in the ditch.
Evaporation.
Evaporation and the other word that soaks into the ground. Are they really getting what we send them, or what gets sent? I say we, but so that hasn't come out yet, to my knowledge, of when or how much, what the volume or the length of time that they'll run it to get to that point. It seems like last time it ran all the way into July, well into July, at the high flows. I also saw some stuff where it might be later in the year, but it will depend on what comes off. And I'm sure they'll run higher flows in the spring to try and hold off taking a big chunk as long as they can. But our big argument last time that seemed to get traction was, don't waste the water out of Flaming Gorge just to make it look right rather than be right, because of the small amount that it really affects what they're doing. But when they're down to inches, it's a little difficult to argue. And then we try and make the push for it being how important it is to us economically, tourism-wise, everything else. But that's not the highest priority in the list of things as how the dam was built and what it was for. So it doesn't always get the traction. We try and not hyperbolize it, you know, the world's ending, but at the same time present the facts of how it will affect us. And it will affect us. And even more so in the Wyoming part. Because of, if I remember right, Buckboard got, that ramp got all the way out of the water. I think Sheep Creek's the next one that gets closest to being out of the water. I can't remember if it was right at the edge of the cement or if it, do you remember if Sheep Creek stayed functional?
I think it stayed functional, but it was getting close.
But it was within feet, if I remember.
I think you could only go off on one side, if I remember right, pretty safely at least.
Yep.
So, very much on the front of our mind. Yes, there's lots of politics. It's fine, but it's an important one. But don't think that we're not paying attention.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not at all. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that conversation. All right. It's time for us to take a recess so that we can conduct our Municipal Building Authority meeting. So we'll do so at this time. It's 9:30.